With this event that we've been doing the last several years, once again, before I ever got here, our readings were our daily Mass readings. And it's really powerful, I think, how the Holy Spirit shows the scriptures that we want to hear in an event like this. First was the second book of Maccabees, and we heard this earlier this week in our daily Mass, how seven brothers were killed because they believed in God and they followed His law versus the culture of that day. This book was written probably 2 centuries before Jesus Christ was born, and when I see the seven brothers and their mother, who was also killed, I thought first of how they carried a cross that was very, very, very challenging. They were absolutely persecuted, I mean, just slaughtered, basically, which is brutal. But each of the brothers were able to speak for their death, how they would give their body, their mind, and their soul to God. So they carried their cross to God. And the mother did the same. And she encouraged the last brother that we heard of in the reading tonight to be strong, to continue to show your love of God, and know that He will bring you back to heaven. And in the Old Testament, this is one of the first times that the brothers are talking about heaven in a very powerful way, as their persecution to give their life to God. Now we come tonight with all of you, with loved ones who have passed away that had their cross, however they did pass away. Some of those may be very peaceful, others very hard and challenging. And as we who have lost loved ones who have died, that's also a cross for us as we're still on earth. So I'm so proud of your presence to be at Mass this evening, to be with each other, to be with us as friends in God's kingdom, His house, as well as all the saints and angels, and all of our loved ones that, if they are in heaven, which we always pray for them, if they are in heaven, like the all saints, the best we can see them, not physically necessarily, but physically or spiritually, we go to Mass. That's why this gift is so powerful for each of us tonight. Finally, each of us to this day, we carry that cross again, as we always, sometimes we think time, you know, fixes everything, and that's just not true necessarily, but we still carry that cross of our lost loved ones, and in our own lives. I mean, throughout our whole lives, we have those crosses. And we, like the mother here, we want to ask our mother for her strength for us with every cross we carry with our body, with our mind, with our soul, to show redemptive suffering, meaning to pray for others that are suffering as well. Finally, responsorial psalm that we said with each other: Lord, when your glory appears, my joy will be full. And that is the goal of our lives. The most important goal of our lives is to be full with the glory of God in heaven for all eternity.